We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. You know, Daryl, are there any kind of, you know, common questions or misconceptions maybe that you hear as executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation?
Absolutely, there are. I think what I hear the most is that people who are not totally familiar with what we do think all we do is give money away. And again, as we discussed earlier, grants and scholarships are a big part of what we do. But providing donor services is equally important to what we do and this formation of partnerships that we discussed earlier. What makes it even easier for us to do that, BJ, and this is another one that surprises people, is that we don't charge any fees for our services. Most organizations have to charge some type of administrative fee in order to support their services, to pay staff salaries and the rent on the building, et cetera, et cetera. We are blessed to have the gift from Mr. Simons, which provides that for us, and therefore we don't have to charge someone. So it puts us in a position where we can support the community, we can assist them with their charitable giving goals and help them meet those goals without having to charge them any money for those services.
So if somebody locally in the community say they have a charitable heart, they want to give to a good cause, but they have no idea which direction or what might be out there in the community, what advice would you have for them?
We think partnering with us is an excellent option for them. And because what happens is, and what we've learned, and certainly what I've learned over the last 5 years, is just because you have a heart for the community and you want to be charitably minded, it doesn't mean you know where to put your money. Because most people are busy with their lives. They don't have time to spend vetting the organizations and how the funding flows are going. Because that's the thing that people don't understand, is that so many of our local organizations rely on federal and state funding, which kind of comes and goes. So we provide that service for them. We interview them, we find out where their heart is, what they care about, and then we keep them informed and apprised of which organizations are in need and make them aware of that so that then they can make a determination on whether they want to support that organization or not.
When you talk about partnering with people in the community, can you explain a little bit more about just what that means?
Well, in my mind, what it means is they've decided that they want to support the community and charitable organizations in the community, and we help them by taking in their gift, putting it into a fund which they can apply their name to, and then figuring out what they care about and what they want to support through interviewing them and spending time with them, and then informing them and making them aware of what the needs are in the community.
So you mentioned at the top of the show, this is your 5-year anniversary as the head of the executive director of Sonora Area Foundation. Any memories that really stand out in your mind over the past 5 years?
Oh my goodness, there are so many memories, and it's been so fantastic. And part of what I think about, and I have been thinking about it, that's something about milestone events. Just so many supportive people, current staff, but former staff members. We had two long-term staff members, Lynn Freer and Kathy Neese, who retired during my tenure, who had been there almost 20 years. We've had several board members retire since I've been there. Our first board president was Jim Johnson, who had been the board president for 12 years, and Jim retired, and unfortunately, he subsequently passed away. We've had, last year, we had Bill Pauley, a very, very long-term board member and a personal friend of Mr. Simons, who retired, along with Tracy Russell. The former executive directors, Nick Grimes and Ed Wiley, have been tremendously supportive and helpful to me. And then just so many people in the community that I'm basically given hope every day by the wonderful people who just have a tremendous heart for our community, and they're just so motivated to help.
You know, this past year, obviously, the Innovation Challenge was a big initiative with the foundation. You know, looking back to those past years, were there other similar type things that stand out in your mind?
It seems like every year there's something that comes along in the way of a challenge or an opportunity to support the community. And there have been various things like that since the beginning. the interesting thing about this Youth Sports Foundation project is it's not the first one that's come up. I remember one of the first things that the foundation was dealing with when I started was the county was going after a grant from the state to try to expand this, the athletic fields out at Standard Park, which unfortunately they did not get that grant. But it's just interesting to me how these same things seem to come up from one year to the next.
I know at the end of each year, usually we're reporting on the Irving J. Simons Award and a big donation to the community. Is that something that's still planned for later this year?
Yes, I can't see the board ending that program anytime soon. Most of our significant granting is done through our competitive grant program, where nonprofits can apply for a grant. But the Irving J. Simons Award and the Elaine Simons Baker Award, which you mentioned, those are proactive grants, where our board discusses that internally, and they make the award unannounced. And it's a wonderful thing to do, because it's such a blessing that is given to those particular organizations, and our board loves doing that.
And then the competitive grants for any local organizations in the community, are there certain deadlines that they have to meet each year, or can you, you know, do submissions at any point?
Yes, those guidelines are all on our website and easily available, and we try to make it as easy as possible. The competitive grant program is every other month, and then the due date is the last day of the month in the month prior, but that's all spelled out on the website. So if you go to our website, you can get that information.
We're coming to a close on this weekend's Motherload Views. We still have a couple of minutes left in this weekend show. Any other things that come to top of mind or that would be worth getting out to the public at this time?
Well, what I'd like to get out to the public is how fortunate we are to have the generous, giving, caring public that we have. And nothing illustrated that for me more than the Community Recovery Fund and the response that we received. We supported several programs through that. We partnered with the Motherload Food Project. We matched donations that they gave to the Atka Food Bank down in Jamestown. But the checks, BJ, just came rolling in. And it's just touching, heartwarming, rewarding to know that we have so many people that care about our community and want to do everything they can to make it a better place.
Obviously, during COVID-19, the foundation was a great place for people who wanted to donate to those in need. You know, if they're for future catastrophes, and I'm sure we always seem to have, you know, one time or another, is the foundation kind of prepared for the next big wildfire or whatever it may be?
Well, I'm not sure that we're totally prepared. It's certainly on our radar, and we're thinking about it, and we're working on it. But it's difficult to predict exactly what will happen down the road. We're just trying to do the best we can to position ourselves to be ready for whatever comes.
And then again, for anybody who's interested in reaching out or finding out more information about the Sonora Area Foundation, what's the best way to do that?
They can call our office at 533-2596. We're located on Stewart Street in downtown Sonora. You're also welcome to stop in. Our drop-in hours are from 10 to 2 each day, Monday through Friday.
You know, if somebody wanted to make an appointment to see about donating or partnering, you know, is it roughly how long of a time commitment would you say that takes?
It really is a relatively quick meeting. We can, if you want to make an appointment to stop by and see us, we can have you in and out within a half hour.
Then looking ahead now to 2022, are you pretty optimistic about the community and the foundation?
Very optimistic. I feel like we are, again, giving credit to all who came before me. I think we're well positioned and ready for the future.
And then as we wrap up on this weekend's Motherload Views, we've been talking with Daryl Slocum. He is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. He's been getting us up to speed on the Innovation Challenge and all the various different other awards that were given out this past year. As he mentioned, the Innovation Challenge, the SAF Board of Directors gave $35,000 to TwoCare, the Youth Sports Foundation $15,000, and the Sonora Chamber of Commerce $10,000. Additionally, all entrants were awarded a grant between $1,000 to $5,000. He's been getting us up to speed on that, as well as other notable grants this year, looking at over the past year and ahead to next year. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.